So we're ready to go. Teams take the floor. Starters for Lost River. See if I can identify their kids here. They've got number 22 is their the tallest kid out there, and they don't have any heights on this or anything, but that's it's not 22. It must be 32. We'll go with 32 on that. That's Waylon Moore, a senior. Standing next to Derek Stearns, I'm going to say he's about 6'1". Ball's up, and that kid can jump, though. He tips it over to Dylan Stearns. Dylan all the way to the basket. His shot blocked away, and the rebound goes to Moore. Moore gets it to number 30. That's Cobian. And the loose ball, and finally picked up by 14. 14 back to Moore. Moore on the baseline, misses the jumper, gets his own rebound. He's an athletic kid. And then kicks it back out and out of bounds. Pass intended for number 30, Cobian. No good. Also on the floor for them, number 34, Escueda. Number 14 is looking for that. They don't have these in order. Mantinona. There's an outside jumper by Dylan Stearns. No good. And that's Mantinona with the rebound. And then he double dribbles coming out of there. A little pressure from Brandon Wilson. And then Orozco on the floor for them also. So I'll be working on those names as the game goes on. No score so far, 30 seconds in. Wilson to inbound baseline, right side of the key. Gets it in Stearns. Stearns, three-pointer, looks good in. Rattles and stays in. Dylan Stearns with the three, and the Warriors are on the board. That's number 20 is playing the point guard for him. That's Orozco. Orozco over to Montano, and stolen by Dylan Stearns, coming from behind, the pass intended, and throws a bounce pass to Clint Hatch. It goes out of bounds. Clint couldn't handle it. Derek Stearns trying to save it, couldn't do so, and so it'll be Lost River ball. Minute gone, Warriors up 3-0. A little sloppy here to start, but that's not uncommon in your first real game of the season to come out with a little too much energy. And it's a pass down low, 34, up and misses. Brandon Wilson with the rebound, and he's fouled by number 34. That is, find that guy's number there, Escueda. Escueda with the foul. So the point guard is Orozco. Escueda playing kind of a two-guard position for him, guarding Dylan Stearns. Dylan with the ball now on the right side, back out to Hatch on top. Hatch swings it left side, almost stolen. McShane for three, eyes it, buys it. Devin McShane with a three-pointer, and the Warriors are up 6-0. McShane with his first shot of the game. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Orozco fouled by McShane as they kind of came out and trapped him. Hinn Wilson did. So I'm still trying to track down these numbers. They don't have their names in alphabetical order or in numerical order, so this is a lot of fun trying to find them on their roster here. But we'll work on it. Number 14, that's Montanaro to inbound. He does so. Moore tries to dump it into Escueda. It's knocked back out, and Moore picks it up. And now the ball right side to Orozco. Orozco with Wilson on him. Dribbles it back out. Now kicks it down in the corner to Montanano. Back out to Moore. They swing it out on top to Orozco. Orozco swings left side to that was Orozco with the shot. Sorry. Orozco misses the three. Ahead to Derek Stearns, tried to get it across court to Dylan, no good. McShane from the corner, no good. Derek Stearns with the rebound and puts it up and in. Nice job by Derek to get that offensive rebound. Devin kind of forced that shot, had a hand in his face and got nothing but air, but Derek was there to clean up the mess. Orozco working on Brandon Wilson. Oh, the outlet pass is picked off. Orozco with another shot. Yep, he gets it over to number 30, and that is Cobian, and he knocks it down. Wilson penetrates in, draws contact. No foul, got hammered on that. Wilson tips it back out to McShane. McShane, top of the key, penetrates right side. Now in the corner to Dylan Stearns for three. No good. Brandon Wilson with the rebound. Brandon, baseline left side. His pass picked off by Montanano. Montanano brings it up. Montanaro works the right side now, back out top. Gets it out left side. Escueda, no good. Rebound by Moore. Moore out to Orozco. Orozco, Montanaro for three. Air ball. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson brings it up. Picked up by Orozco. Gets it to McShane. Baseline for two. Devin McShane with a nice little penetration along the left baseline. A little floater from 5 feet and drops it in. 10-3 Warriors. 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. Orozco with the ball. Wilson on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Orozco still dribbling. Wilson not close enough for him to have to pick it up. Now he goes left side. They go down in the corner to Montanano. Montanano with McShane on him. Back to Orozco. Orozco puts up a three. Funky looking shot, but he knocks it down. Orozco with his first basket of the game, and it's 10-5. There's ball knocked out away, but picked up by Wilson. Wilson back to Dylan Stearns, shuffles it to Hatch. Hatch in the lane, misses the little jump hook from 8 feet. And the rebound by Montanano gets it ahead to Orozco. Orozco up the right side, now penetrates to the middle of the lane, knocked away by Wilson and stolen. Brandon Wilson with some good defense behind the back pass to Shane. It's loose. Hatch comes up with it, pushes it ahead to Dylan Stearns. Dylan takes it right into the chest of number 30, and they're going to say it's... They're going to call it an offensive foul. I haven't seen what the call is here yet. Dylan Stearns slow to get up. They're calling that an offensive foul on Dylan Stearns. That was number 30. Kobe and got back there. One. Now they're saying that's – they're calling that foul on Brandon Wilson. That is not the right number. We've got some subs in and out of the game. They have no clue what's going on, but I think that should have been on Dylan Stearns with the offensive foul. Not sure this official's done varsity basketball before. That's just my hunch. 3:37 to go in the first quarter, 10-6 Warriors. We got a sub into the game for Lost River. That's number 40, McAuliffe. McAuliffe gets it ahead to number 50, who's also new in the game, Beltran, and he gets tied up by McShane. It'll be Lost River ball out of bounds. So McAuliffe set to inbound. McAuliffe about a 6'3" center. Ball knocked away. Sam White gets it over to McShane. McShane lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Devin McShane with 7 points here early in the first quarter. Well, midway through the first quarter. 12-6 Warriors. And, you know, the Warriors have been a little sloppy with the ball, but I think if they can stay under a little bit better control, especially in terms of their passing, I think they're going to be just fine this game. McShane buries the foul shot. No surprise there. And the ball inbounded to – oh, there's a steal by him. Dylan Stearns gets a steal. I'm looking down to see who the guy was who was inbounding it. Dylan Stearns gets a steal in the basket. He's got 5 in the game. I am going to have to get these numbers down for Lost River. They're shuffling guys in and out of this game. And they had 4 new players on the floor last time down. And I was trying to figure out who that was while they were inbounding the basketball, and they made a poor inbound pass, tried to make that pass from the right baseline, kind of cross court, made it kind of soft, and Dylan Stearns jumped that route, was able to get the interception there, the pass, and lay it up and in uncontested. It's 15-6 Warriors with 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. McShane leading the way with 8 points and Dylan Stearns with 5. Derek Stearns with a pair to round out the scoring. And Brandon Wilson been very, very active with his hands with both rebounds and steals, doing a great job defensively. And remember back, Brandon did not have a great season last year, struggled a little bit, didn't have the kind of season I know he was hoping to have. But if you remember back to his sophomore year, he was coming off the bench, and he was an impactful defensive player especially, but was playing well offensively. But he was as a game changer on the defensive end, and we're seeing that already. There's the pass to Montanano. Montanano goes behind his back in traffic and now gets it back to number 50. Back to Montanano. Number 50 is Beltran. Montanano left side to Kobe in. Now cross-court pass tipped off the hands. Dylan Stearns tipped it, and it goes off the hands of Beltran and out of bounds. Warriors basketball, 3:02 to go in the first quarter. Derek Stearns inbounds it to Sam White. White brings it up, right side, Dylan Stearns. Tries to go in the post to Kodiak, and that's no good. There's Moore with a fast break the other way. He misses, and White with the rebound. Ball's loose a little bit. White comes up, and he's fouled from behind by Moore. That's going to be Moore's first foul. And I used the name Kodiak. His last name is Yeager. Kodiak Yeager into the game along with the Stearns boys. White and McShane right now are the 5 on the floor for your Warriors. White at the point guard position. Swings it to Yeager. Yeager back to White. White for 3. No good. Just a little bit long. Tipped by Yeager. Comes back to McShane. McShane for 3. No good. Derek Stearns with the rebound. 1 dribble up. No good. Ball's going to be tied up between McAuliffe and Derek Stearns. Derek very active there on the glass. That's going to be Warrior basketball. Clint Hatch going to come back into the game. Yeah, he's going to come in. I didn't know if they were going to wave him in or not. He's in for Derek Stearns. Warriors basketball on the baseline right side of the key, and they've got this in a box set here for the inbound. Get it out on top to Sam White. White kicks it across. Now dribbles between his legs. Now to McShane. McShane penetrates. Now they've got him for a travel on that. He got an extra little step in there. I think he tried the little Euro step, and it didn't work. So it's going to be Lost River ball. McAuliffe back to Beltran. Beltran driving through. Gets it intercepted by Dylan Stearns all by himself. Takes it in. Reverse lay-in and up and in. Dylan Stearns with 7 points in the game. It's 17-6 Warriors, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Beltran up the right side. He's trapped there. Gets it ahead to Montanaro. Montanaro, his pass knocked away and stolen by Dylan Stearns again. His pass picked off by Beltran. A little sloppy there. Beltran knocked away by White. He gets it back. Beltran puts it up the left side. He's got McShane on him. A little shaky in the ball handle in here. And the ball's knocked loose. Beltran gets it back. Gets it to Moore. Moore, cross-court pass to Cobian, and he's bumped by Dylan Stearns on the drive. 1:56 to go in the first quarter, 17-6 Warriors. And it's going to be Lost River ball. Orozco back into the game. And into the game for the Warriors is number 5, Dylan Barber. So early substitution there for with this rotation. Cobian gets it into Orozco in the left corner. Out on top to Beltran. Beltran trapped out there. Dribbles through the trap, little floater, air ball, no good. And ball off of Barber's hands and out of bounds. He and Beltran battling for that missed shot. Warriors zone it up with a 2-3 here on the inbounds. And a got kind of a funky formation here. Pass inbounded to Orozco. Orozco puts up that awkward-looking three. He misses, and Barber with the rebound gets it to White. White pushes up the left side. Now tries to go deep to Jaeger, and it's picked off by Cobian. Cobian gets it to Beltran. Beltran back to Cobian. Cobian, Barber on him. Now trap with White. Over to Orozco. Orozco dribbles through traffic. Gets it to Cobian. Cobian for three. No good. Rebound by McShane. High for that one. Gets it up the left side to White. White into the forecourt. Goes cross court. His pass knocked out of bounds. Warriors really trying to push the ball up the floor with a pass, but being a little sloppy. Coach Nelson being very patient with it, though. Good job by Lost River to continuously get back on defense and not give up those easy baskets. White out and Wilson back in. So Wilson, Jaeger, Hatch, Barber, and McShane. Hatch, elbow line jumper, no good. Ball's loose. Jaeger with it. Kicks it out to McShane. McShane, Wilson. Wilson, right side three. That one's short. Wilson bats the ball back out, but it's picked up by Beltran. Beltran pushes up the left side. Tipped away from behind by Jaeger. McShane gets it. McShane up the right side to Wilson. Wilson looking cross court. Now he penetrates all the way in. Got hit. Gets it to Hatch. Hatch up and in. Clint Hatch with the basket. His first two of the game, and it's 19-6 Warriors. Under a minute to go now in the first half. Or the first quarter, excuse me. There's a steal by Jaeger on a bad pass by Beltran. Ahead to McShane. McShane left-handed lay-in up and in. Devin McShane with 9 points here in. No, 10 points here in the first half. First quarter. There's a cross-court pass to Moore. Moore on the left side gets it out on top to Cobian. Cobian, 21-6 Warrior lead. Soft pass to Orozco. Orozco penetrates foul line. Tries to kick it out in the corner. Gets it out there to number 50. That is, forgot his name there. That's Beltran. Beltran misses his shot. The other end, it's Hatch. Up and in. No! Misses. Comes off a little too strong. Had a nice up and under move. Moore with the rebound. Moore across half court. Takes a half court shot. Comes up just a little short on it. So it's 21-6 at the end of the first quarter, Warriors. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll continue to try to master these name number combinations for Lost River. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery, old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mack, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Whether you're looking to start a new project or you're just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. Jed will make sure that the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met at 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Lapine High School, where the Warrior boys are doing some work here on the Lost River Raiders. 21-6 after one quarter. Warriors led by McShane with 10 points. Dylan Stearns with 7. And then Clint Hatch and Derek Stearns with 2 each. It's going to be Lost River ball to start the second quarter. Excuse me. Inbounding the ball over there, number 34, Escueda. Escueda to Orozco, the point guard with the ball now, working on Jaeger. Orozco in the corner. Now they get it across court to Beltran, and Beltran knocks down a little runner for his first 2 of the game. Nice little ball movement there by Lost River. Dylan Stearns loses his dribble, gets it to Wilson. Wilson penetrates, up and under, draws the foul. He will shoot 2. Brandon Wilson with a nice little crossover move at about 18 feet from the basket on the left wing to get himself past his man into traffic and then got it up on the glass, gave it a chance, just couldn't knock it down. Wilson, a 6-foot senior, as I was talking about, was really coming on his sophomore year and then had a nasty ankle injury. And last year didn't have the kind of season I know he knew he was capable of having. And he played a lot of minutes, but he wasn't as effective as he had been as a sophomore. And I think he's back now. Played football this year for the first time in high school. Was a fantastic safety. Misses a pair at the foul line. Loose ball, Jaeger comes up with it. Up and in! Kodiak Jaeger, the transfer from St. Mary's, with his first bucket as a Warrior here in a varsity game. Orozco with the ball, gets it left side to Cobian. Cobian back to Orozco, now working the right side. Dylan Stearns with another steal, his 4th steal of the game. He pushes up left side, bounce pass to Kodiak. Jaeger lays it up and in. Nice fast break there between Dylan and Kodiak. Finish that off. 25-8 Warriors. Ball on the right side now to number 50, Beltran. His pass knocked away by Jaeger. Barber tries to save, but Orozco gets it back. Orozco top of the key, left side to Cobian. Cobian looking for some action there, can't get it to Orozco. Orozco right corner to Beltran. Beltran trapped down there by Stearns and Barber. Throws a wild pass picked up by Orozco and stolen by Brandon Wilson. Wilson takes it in. Reverse laying up, no good. He gets it back after a tipped ball, takes it back in with the left hand and scores. Brandon Wilson just determined to make something happen there, and he finishes that one off after he gets the steal. We got a timeout taken by Lost River with a score 27-8 Warriors. Let's see if we've got a 30 or a full here. If it's a 30, we'll stick here. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hey, are you hungry for some great barbecue? You love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Well, it sounds like you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those very special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Well, the Warriors come out here in the second quarter with more of what they did in the first quarter. They've outscored Lost River by a margin of 6-2, extending that 21-6 lead up to 27-8. New player in the game, Aiden McAuliffe for Lost River. It's the ball to Beltran. Beltran trapped there, gets the ball to Can't see who that was, but his shot was blocked by Hatch. I think that was Montanano. And then a corner three by Dylan Stearns is good. Nice quick offense there after the block shot and the rebound by Hatch. Orozco gets it out to McAuliffe at the foul line. Knee short. Hatch with the rebound gets it to Wilson. Wilson pushes it up quick. Team's running nice. Wilson all the way in. Tries the reverse lay-in. Draws the foul. He had Jaeger on the right side. He didn't think he had an angle to get him a bounce pass. It would have been one of those bounce passes you need to put a little backspin on to have it come back to the player. And Brandon probably can't make that pass with the left hand very well. And he was coming down the left side. Jaeger on the right side. One defender back between them. Ends up penetrating and drawing the foul on another defender who's trailing the play. So Wilson goes to the line. He's 0 for 2 from there tonight. He buries this one. So Brandon with 3 points in the game. Dylan Barber out. Sam White back in. I know Scott's trying to get a lot of different guys in and out of the game. And he's doing a good job of that so far. 5:54 to go in the first half. And Wilson completes the pair. So he's got four, and it's a 32-8 game now. Orozco trying to get it to Montanano. Picks it up his dribble. That one's stolen by Hatch. Gets it ahead to Wilson. Tipped away. Boy, the Warriors are trying to run. Now White with a steal. Gets it to Dylan Stearns. He lays it up, and he draws the foul. Sam White with a fantastic pass to Dylan Stearns. And Stearns completes the play with the lay-in. Sam White with a great steal was leaning towards the out-of-bounds line underneath his own basket, made a little backwards pass, bounce pass to Dylan, and Dylan alertly saw the ball coming, laid it up and in, and drew contact on it. So Stearns to the line to shoot one. He's short. Ball tipped out of bounds by Hatch, and Derek Stearns back into the game for Clint Hatch. Good minutes there by Clint on the defensive end, especially really changing some shots. And this Lost River team's just really mismatched for athletic ability and length. Orozco tries to get into the corner. Stearns knocks it out of bounds. Dylan Stearns. Dylan's got four steals already in this half by my count. That's not an official stat, but he's been very effective on the defensive end. 6'3" with good long arms and anticipating really well. Number 44, Pena, into the game for Lost River. I don't think this is going to get any better with him in there than it has been. Moore gets the inbound pass, stolen away by Derek Stearns. Dylan comes up with it. He takes it all the way in, and he's going to be fouled. He didn't like how hard that foul was. Cobian with the legal intentional foul, if you want to call it that. He's not going to get called for a flagrant foul or anything. He just reached across. Got both arms of Dylan and wasn't going to let him get that easy bucket. A good hard foul by Cobian. Nothing dirty there. Wasn't dangerous. So Stearns will go to the line to shoot two. 34-8 Warriors. 5:25 to go in the first half. Dylan has 10 points in the game. Or excuse me, 12 points in the game already. He is long on the first one. He's 0-for-2 from the foul line so far. So that'll be something that he'll be not happy about. He's got a nice stroke from the foul line. That one's perfect. So finding his rhythm there a little bit on that second one. Pena with the ball. Brings it across half court. Right corner. Three by Moore. Bounces off the front rim. Misses. And Sam White with a good rebound in traffic. He pushes it up across half court and then slows it down. Coming up on the 5-minute mark to go in the first half. Wilson holds the ball. Telling him what he wants offensively. And Lost River gets into their man-to-man defense now. Over to Derek Stearns on the right wing. Derek, couple of dribbles back to Wilson on the left wing. Throw the lob. Terrible pass by Wilson there. Ball gets tipped out to Dylan Stearns. He misses the three, and Montanano comes out of there with the ball. He's going to penetrate all the way. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebounded by Jaeger. Jaeger pushes it up. Pulls up at the foul line, and nothing but air from there. That was a 15-footer that went 13 feet. Ball out of there to McAuliffe. McAuliffe stutter dribble there a little bit and then gets the ball to Cobian. Cobian over to Montanana. Montanana inside to McAuliffe. McAuliffe fouled by Jaeger. Trying to get the steal there. Got a little physical with the hips. It's going to be the fourth team foul on the Warriors. He'll be the ball out of bounds on the baseline for the Raiders. They're on the right side of the key there underneath their own basket. McAuliffe into Montanana. Gets it inside to Moore. His shot blocked by Derek Stearns. Dylan Stearns comes out of there with the ball. He pushes it up the middle of the floor. Left side, White. White, sideline, three, buries it. Sam White with a three-pointer from the left wing. His first bucket of the game. Pena, spin move, gets it over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe misses the little runner off the glass. Derek Stearns with the rebound to Dylan. Dylan, another bad pass on the fast break by the Warriors. I'm going to guess they've got at least seven turnovers tonight trying to push the ball up the floor. Just a little too aggressive on that. Montana, I'm going to get his name right one of these times, I'll tell you. Mantanona misses the three. Loose ball foul, I think, against the Warriors. It's going to be on Jaeger. Jaeger, new to Amity. He's a very athletic kid. He's got real good hops. Runs the floor well. Just real active body in there. And he's going to have to work on that the shot. It's a little funky, and but he brings some good energy to the floor. He's coming out of the game right now along with Dylan Stearns as McShane and looks like Daniel Mather into the game for the Warriors. Ball inbounded and knocked away by Wilson and out of bounds. It's going to be Lost River ball. There's the inbound pass out top of the key to Montanona. Montanona, left side, Pena. His pass knocked away by McShane, and he was out of bounds. So I think it's going to remain Raider basketball. Nope, Warriors get the ball on the inbound. Take it back. White out top, left side, Wilson, three, short, gets his own rebound. Pulls up at the foul line, 17-footer, no good. And going to have a reach-in foul, I think, on Mather. It's going to be Raider basketball. So we have about 3:21 here to go in the first half. And it's 38-8 Warriors. I'm trying to check something here in my machinery. I've got something that's wrong, but I'll get it fixed at halftime, I think. Beltran over to Pena. Pena gets into about 15 feet, misses the little runner. McShane with the rebound. McShane pushes it up the right side, gets it ahead to White. White into Mather, ball knocked away, stolen. It's going to be a jump ball on the floor. Beltran getting down there with McShane. And Coach Nelson going to take a timeout. I think it's going to be a short one here, and so we'll stay right here for you. Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local loan home options. Home loan options. I'm going to get that right for you. Let me try that again. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Membership FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. 30-second timeout is over. Warriors back on the floor. It's going to be Derek Stearns, Brandon Wilson, Daniel Mather, Sam White, and Devin McShane. Excuse me. And it's going to be, looking to see whose ball it is here. Looks like it's going to be Amity basketball in the alternating possession. 38-8 Warriors, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. White with the ball. Right side to McShane, trying to go inside to Stearns. Nothing there. Pulls it back. It's knocked out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball still. With all the change of people in and out of the game, trying to make sure people know what they need to do there. McShane talking to a couple teammates, making sure they're all on the same page. Now inbounds to Wilson. Wilson trying to get the ball to Mather. Finally over to White. White left side. Close to the out-of-bounds line there. Back out to Daniel Mather on top. Daniel with the ball. Over to Wilson. Wilson backs it out. Warriors run a little clock here. Brandon takes his man Pena to the foul line. Bounce pass to Mather. Mather penetrates in. Little right-hand runner. No good. Ball's loose off of McAuliffe and out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. back into the game for the Raiders, number 30. That's Cobian and 34, Escueda. Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Got a box formation here on the inbounds. Stern screens up. Now he pops way up. The inbounds pass tip. Wilson comes down with it. Shovels it to Mather. Mather out top to White. White, bounce pass to Stearns. Misses the running left-hander. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound as Brandon Wilson in there battling. Comes down with the offensive rebound and draws the foul. We're going to stay here. The official pointed to the other end of the floor and then realized he needed to go actually tell them who the foul was on. That's the eighth foul against Lost River. Puts Brandon Wilson at the line shooting 1-1. Brandon 2 for 4 from the line so far. Now he's 3 for 5 as he knocks that one down. Now one more to go here with 2:15 left in the first half. Warriors leading 39-8. Wilson with a chance to make that 40. It's up. And it's a little short. Ball's loose. Wilson tracks it down but can't save it to a teammate. Beltran with it, left side. Now he gets it to McAuliffe. Back to Beltran. Beltran out on top to Cobian. Cobian with the ball. Goes right side now to Beltran. He drives. Cut off there by White. Back out on top to Cobian. Left side, Montanona. He pushes one up there. That one's off. And Wilson with another rebound. Playing the bottom of that 1-3-1 there. Ahead to Mather. Mather can't make it. Stearns tips it a couple of times, and McShane comes down with it, and he slips on a wet spot over there, it looks like, and his foot touches the sideline. When he does so, it's going to be a turnover. Pretty sloppy game here right now, 39-8 Warriors. Lost River with the ball, left side, Cobian. Cobian looking inside, nothing there. Now they swing it right side to Montanona. He gets it inside, but it's stolen by Mather, but he steps out of bounds on the steal. So it'll stay Lost River ball. Kodiak Yeager coming back into the game for Derek Stearns. It's going to be Lost River ball on the baseline, right side of the key. Pass finally gets into, looks like, can't see who that was that took the shot. Number 34 is going to get the rebound and put it up and in. That is 34 is Escueda with the basket. Left corner three for McShane. Buries it. An inadvertent whistle on that. I thought we had a foul also, but it was not. It was an inadvertent whistle, he said. These officials are less than sharp. It's early season for them too, I know. McShane buries the three. That's his second one of the game, giving him 13 points as he leads all scorers right now. Pass left side. Antonona. Shovel pass. That one tipped and stolen by Yeager. Now the ball's loose. He never really got a hold of it. Then we've got a loose ball foul away as Yeager gets thrown to the floor by Cobian. And so that's going to be a shooting foul. Should be 1-1 for Yeager, who hangs his head. I don't think he wants to go to the foul line. I think he'd rather be in the half-court offense here. It's going to be the third foul on Cobian. 53 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors up 42-10. I think the Lost River girls program is in a little bit better shape than their boys program right now, I got to tell you. Girls at least have a really good ball player in the Parks girl. Okay. Yeager to the line for 1-1. Bricks that one off the left side, no good. And the rebound to Lost River, get it ahead to Cobian. Cobian, Beltran, top of the key, way too strong. Wilson with the rebound. Trying to push it up the floor, runs into some traffic. Now he slows it down. Now pass underneath to Yeager. Yeager with a power dribble, and then he gets a guy landed on him. Yeager's going to go to the line to shoot two because that's going to put Lost River into the double bonus. Yeager was not shooting. He was... took a little power dribble, gave a pump fake, but never went up for the shot. He'll shoot two anyway because of the double bonus. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors with a 32-point lead, 42-10. See if Kodiak Yeager can do better on this foul shot than he did on the first two. Shoots a knuckleball. Not one full rotation on that. He misses that one. Front rims it. He was on a state championship basketball team last year at St. Mary's as a sophomore. One of their players that came off the bench in that team. That was a really, really fundamentally sound team. Yeager misses a pair. He's going to have to work on that foul shooting or else he's not going to be able to be in the game late in a game where you have a lead or where a team may be fouling. But Orozco tries to dump it down to Montanona. Can't get it to him. Ball tipped out of bounds by White. It's White, McShane, Mather, Barber, and Yeager in the game right now. So Yeager playing the post position. The jump shot, no good. Picked up and put back up and in by number 34. That's Escueto with the offensive rebound and put back. He's done that twice now. Ball in the corner to McShane. Back out on top to Mather. Daniel looking to the right side, gets over to Barber. Barber looks inside to Yeager, now back out on top to McShane. McShane, a couple of dribbles to the left hand, gets to the foul line, switches back to the right, and drops in the 14-footer right before the buzzer. And that'll take us to the end of the first half with the score. Amity, 44, and Lost River, 12. We're going to take a break for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
2043.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Lapine High School, where your Warriors are leading the Lost River Raiders 44-12 after one half. Warriors were led in the first half by Devin McShane, 15 points, had a couple of three-pointers in there. Dylan Stearns also had 2 3-pointers and 13 total points. Kodiak Yeager with 4 points. Brandon Wilson with 5, Sam White 3, Derek Stearns 2, and Clint Hatch 2 points. For the Lost River Raiders, Escueta had 4, Roscoe 3, Kobe, and Beltran 2 each. And I'm probably missing a point in there somewhere. So not sure who had the rest of their points. That was 8-11. They've got one more point somewhere. Somebody made a free throw that I missed. So the Warriors with a real comfortable lead here in the first half, and giving Coach Nelson, in his first varsity game here as a head coach, a chance to really play deep into his bench. He's really played his starters, which were Derek Stearns, Brandon Wilson, Devin McShane, Dylan Stearns, and Clint Hatch, as well, and then Kodiak Yeager, Dylan Barber, Daniel Mather, Sam White. And so that puts you at 9 that he's played here in the first half. You know, and I don't know what the health situation is on every player. I'm not sure. Also, there can be other reasons why a coach doesn't play somebody in a half. There can be discipline issues that we're not aware of. There can be just things that a coach is trying to do, different combinations he wants to see. And so in the second half, we'll see where he goes depth-wise. Got to see a variety of different combinations there in the first half. And so we'll see if we see some of these other guys like Jason Nelson and Tyler Parr, Jason Howard and Brian Hatch and such here in the second half. All right, we have about 3 minutes to go before the second half tips off. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Lapine High School, where the Warrior boys are leading the Lost River boys 44-12 after two quarters of play. Getting ready to start the second half here in about 10 seconds. Girls lost on a buzzer beater earlier by a score of 41-39 to the Lost River Raiders. And it was a game which the Warriors just could not get their offense going in the first half and came out after halftime and played a much, much better game. Just couldn't quite wrap it up. Had a tie game for the last minute and a half of the game or so. And both teams got a couple of opportunities and finally, the Parks girl, who's the best player on the floor for them, was able to take it the length of the court, pull up, and hit a little runner off the glass at the buzzer from about 8 feet. So tough loss for the Warrior girls, but something to build on. There were a lot of positives in there. Warrior basketball starts second half. McShane, right angle. Now out to Dylan Stearns. Dylan to Derek. Left side, his pass knocked away and out of bounds by number 34, Escueta. Ball's trying to swing the ball left to right. and then back around the top of the key and dump it inside to Hatch, and Escueda read that well. Long inbound cross court to Dylan Stearns, or Derek Stearns. Derek to the foul line, out to McShane. McShane looking for a screen from Stearns, gets it, picks up his dribble, inside to Hatch. Hatch turnaround, jump hook, no good, short, and Escueda with a rebound. Escueda pushes it up right side to number 30, that's Cobian. Cobian back to Orozco. Orozco, left side to Montanano. Montanona. Montanona back now to Orozco. Orozco, right side to, they get it inside to Escueda. Escueda travels. Moore made the entry pass there for Lost River, and Moore shuffled his feet as he caught it. Warrior basketball. Dylan Stearns, left wing, back out on top to Hatch. Hatch, right side to McShane. McShane trying to get it inside. Now he goes left, back out on top to Wilson. Wilson, screen from Derek Stearns, right side to McShane. 23-footer, rims it in. Devin McShane, shooting like days of old there. He's got 18 in the game now. That's his third three of the game as well. Cobian out left side to Montanona. And there's an over-the-back call, reaching over on Clint Hatch as they try to dump it into Escueda. It's going to be their basketball underneath left side of the key. It's going to be Lost River basketball. Escueda looking to inbound. Derek Stearns in front of him. Out in the right corner, Cobian. Cobian to Moore. Moore swings it to Montanona. A couple of dribbles, picks it up. Now to Orozco as he cuts through the lane from right to left. He's on the left wing now with the ball, back out on top to Montanona. Montanona gets a screen from Escueda, pulls up, three-pointer, shoves it up. They're a real flat shot. He misses. Derek Stearns with the rebound, throws it ahead to Dylan Stearns. Dylan down the left side, takes it all the way in, and rolls it up off the glass and in. Dylan Stearns with a lay-in. He's got 15 in the game. So right there with Devin McShane and leading the scoring. No surprise there. The two best shooters on the team for sure. There's a pull-up jump shot missed by Cobian. Rebounded by Derek Stearns ahead. Devin McShane trying to save it and can't do it. So Derek to Dylan and Dylan over to Devin, and Devin couldn't hang on, couldn't get to it. A little bit long there from Dylan Stearns. I don't want to give Derek credit for the bad pass there. Trying to run, good opportunity, just a little long on the pass. McAuliffe into the game for Escueda. He inbounds the ball to Orozco. Orozco, top of the key, picks up his dribble, right side to Montanona. Montanona on top to Moore. Moore, Stearns on him. Derek Stearns on him. Gets it back to Montanona. Montanona right side to Orozco. Orozco tries to dump it in, and we're going to have Derek Stearns with a little push from behind, trying to hold his position. Kind of lifted his leg a little bit, gave a little bump to Moore, and that's going to be a foul on Derek. I think that's his second. That's his first. Raiders ball underneath the basket, right side on the baseline. Kick it out to Moore. Moore in the corner, doesn't want to shoot, out to Orozco. Orozco, couple of dribbles, now back to Moore. He puts the ball on the floor, gets a little penetration, throws up an air ball from 5 feet, out of bounds off McAuliffe. Warrior basketball, 5:18 to go in the third quarter, 49-12 Warriors. They've got a little 5-0 run here to start this quarter. Brandon Wilson brings it across half court, right side bounce pass to McShane. Back to Wilson on top. Now he goes in the high post to Derek Stearns. His shot blocked by Moore. Ball loose, tipped out of there by Clint Hatch, and McShane gets it to Wilson. Wilson, left side, Dylan Stearns penetrates baseline, and he's going to be fouled. It's going to be two shots for Dylan Stearns. Now Dylan missed his first couple of foul shots, hit his third one, so we'll see if he's back in rhythm here or not. Hopefully he is. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is a perfect foul shot from Dylan Stearns. Dylan with 16 in the game, looking to make it 17. Couple of dribbles and nothing but the bottom of the net. 17 for Dylan, 18 for McShane. Two leading scorers in the game for either team. Ball left side for Montanona. Montanona with McShane on him. Pass to the high post, tries to cut baseline. Nothing there. Pena working on Dylan Stearns. And Dylan caps that shot from the 5 foot 9 inch Pena. Wilson bounce pass to McShane for three. Looks good, is good. 21 for McShane as he hits his fourth three of the game. Nice pass from Brandon Wilson there to find the open McShane. Montanona on the left side, trying to get a screen. Nothing there. Penetrates to the foul line, pulls up, pushes that one up. No good. Clint Hatch with a rebound high up over everybody. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson up the left side. Wilson gets to the foul line, spins to the left side, and rolls it up and in with a right hand. Nice spin move from Brandon Wilson. Wilson with 7 points in the game at five in the first half. Roscoe, high post for Moore. He takes it right to the rim. No good. McShane with the rebound, and McCullough fouls him. It's going to be Warrior basketball, and we've got a variety of subs coming in. Brian Hatch, Dylan Barber, Sam White, Dan Mather, and Kodiak Yeager into the game. So five out, five in. Little hockey line shift there. Shift change for the Warriors. 56-12, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. White with the ball, looking for the play from Nelson. Gets on the right side to Hatch. Ouch! Brian Hatch makes a bad pass, and Moore picks it off. Moore takes it right in, swatted by Mather, and then out of bounds off Brian Hatch as he's hustled back down the floor. Brian just telegraphed that one. A little rusty after sitting the first two and a half quarters, I guess, and he just kind of stared that pass down. All right. Lost River ball, baseline, left side of the key. Get it out in the corner, Montanona. He traveled, got away with it, missed the shot, ball's loose, and picked up by Yeager. Yeager, he pushes it up the middle of the floor, cuts back, foul line, tries to make a bounce pass inside, comes back to him, lays it up and in. Nice job, Kodiak Yeager, with a good effort to stay on top of that ball. He tried to make a bounce pass to Barber or Mather there, but it came right back to him. Orozco with the ball. Waiting for a screen, gets it from Montanona, penetrates to the foul line, kicks out McAuliffe. McAuliffe, 18-footer left side, air ball. Pena with the alley-oop up and in and misses it. Tried to alley-oop that ball like you would in a game of 21 there. Get it up before the long-armed guys can affect your shot. Warrior basketball, 58-12. Under 3 minutes now. Pass into Yeager. Yeager bounce pass to Dylan Barber for the basket. Yeager working in the kind of the high post, mid post there on the left side, caught the ball, turned, made a nice bounce pass when the defender came across in the zone there, and Barber got the lay-in. It's a moving screen not called there by Moore. They get the ball out on top to McAuliffe. McAuliffe swings left side to Pena, puts up a 23-footer, no good, air ball, out of bounds, Warrior basketball. 60-12, Warriors. Warriors have played 10 players in this third quarter already, and Nelson walking down the bench to talk to other people, talking about what he wants when he puts people in. Brian Hatch in the game along with Sam White at the guard positions. White brings it up, working to the right side to Mather. Mather, high post, Yeager. Yeager to Brian Hatch, and he shuffled his feet as he started to travel, or started to drive. He gets the travel call. And so turnover Warriors, 2:16 to go, third quarter. Raiders basketball, Orozco brings it up, meets Hatch there and kicks it right side to Montanona. Montanona gets a nice screen, pulls up, tries to dump it down, and nice recovery by Sam White. He came off of that screen, dropped real quick, was able to pick off that pass. Now he throws a baseline pass off the hands of Dylan Barber and out of bounds. That one had some hot sauce on it, Sam. Dylan saw it coming. Dylan's a pretty sure-handed kid. Great tight end. And that one just off the fingertips. Montanona gets a screen, works baseline, pulls up, nothing there. Finds a cutter. McAuliffe, McAuliffe up, no good. Nice rebound by Brian Hatch. And then he gets it taken away by Esqueda. Esqueda gets it to, I'll figure out who that is that had the ball there. Beltran, there's a missed jump shot by Montanona. I've got somebody walking in front of me. I can't see. Montanona now gets it back, pulls up. He misses again, and another offensive rebound, this one by Beltran. He misses. Sam White chases it down, lays it up and in. Montanona gave up on the ball, knowing it was going to be an over and back, and I don't think he realized that Sam White was going to hustle. Brian Hatch going to pick up a reach-in foul on Beltran. So it's going to be Raiders ball. That's the third team foul on the Warriors here in this half. Montanona out. Moore coming back in. So Moore, McAuliffe, Orozco, Beltran, and Pena in the game for Lost River. Beltran swings it left side to Orozco. Orozco into Moore in the low post. Tries to come across, double there, turns back to his left, misses a shot, gets his own rebound, and another reach-in foul. This one going to be on Dylan Barber. So Barber reaches in and picks up the foul. That's going to be the fourth team foul. Minute 5 to go in the third quarter. That'll be Lost River ball, left side of the key, baseline out of bounds. McAuliffe to inbound. Holding it. Could have been 5. Gets it into Moore. Moore, 23 feet right angle. Puts it on the floor. Pulls up at 18. Nice cutoff there by Brian Hatch to take away the drive. Orozco gets it to Moore. Moore at the foul line. He buries it. Moore with a nice turnaround jumper there. His first 2 of the game. Kodiak Yeager spins left side, pulls up. No good on the shot. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be Warrior Bass. No, they're going to say it went off of Dylan Barber. He was fighting for that rebound with number 12, Byerlin. They say it went off of last touch by Barber. Beltran with the ball, top of the key, right side to Byerlin, to the right corner to Moore. Moore back into Byerlin, a low post, and he gets a little push from, looks like John Mather. I think that's Mather, or Daniel Mather, sorry. I said John, it's Daniel. My bad. If I've been saying John, it's been Daniel the whole time. So if the Mathers are listening at home, I apologize. Had the wrong kid out there. Daniel Mather with a push. 26.3 seconds to go, third quarter, 60-14 Warriors. McAuliffe, long inbound to Moore, way out top. Moore swings it left to Orozco. Orozco now walks it back to the top of the key, now out to the center circle. Gets it to Beltran. Beltran to Moore in the low post. Working on Barber. Spins and puts it up and in. That's kind of a mismatch. Waylon Moore down there about 6'2". Working on Barber. Brian Hatch pulls up and hits the three-pointer on the left side. Nice little move by Brian to get himself free. Started left, crossed over, came back, and had a step back three there. So 63-16 is the score after three quarters. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Hope you're having a good evening wherever you are. Hey, Tim Harzma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand yours so he can help you be more confident about your financial security and your future. So contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today, 503-565-2043. All right, back starting the fourth quarter, 63-16 Warriors. Beltran with the ball for Lost River. Swings it right side to Orozco. Orozco working on Barber. Back out on top to Moore. Moore left side to Beltran. Beltran, Hatch on him. Back out on top to Moore. Moore with, now it's John Mather in there for the Warriors. John Mather, Daniel Mather, Barber, Jason Howard, and Brian Hatch in there to start the fourth quarter for the Warriors. Orozco trying to dribble through. I'm not sure what the call is. We've got a foul. Foul is an offensive foul pushing off on Byerlin. So Warrior basketball on the turnover. Offensive foul. Brian Hatch brings it up. Crosses half court, flips it over on the left side to Mather. Dan inside to Jason. Jason now has it low post, kicks it back out to Daniel Mather. Back to Brian Hatch, fakes the three, gets to the foul line. Nice pass to Jason Howard. He lays it up and in. Great little no-look pass by Brian Hatch to find Jason for the lay-in. Great job. Penetrated, drew the defense. We're going to have a pushing foul on Howard. Put a hand in the back as he was trying to tip the ball away from McAuliffe. A lot of depth on this Warrior team. They're going to have to be patient with their minutes. game like this, everybody's going to get a lot of minutes. There are going to be some games where it doesn't go quite as deep into the bench, but I think we're 13 deep right now tonight. Lost River ball, baseline left side. Get it out to Orozco. Orozco working, tipped away and stolen. Dylan Barber with a steal, and then he traveled as he got double teamed. He picked up his dribble and took one extra step in there. So it's going to be Raiders basketball on the left baseline, left side of the key, underneath their own basket. McAuliffe gets it in. Three-point shot on the way, no good. And we're going to have an over-the-back foul on Moore as John Mather had a nice inside position there. The missed three was by number 30, Cobian. Warriors being led tonight by Devin McShane's 21 points. Dylan Stearns with 17. Maybe 18. I think it might be 18. 17. 17 points. Hatch swings it left side to Barber. Barber looking into Howard. Nothing there. Now he picks it up. Now he goes to Howard. Howard, good position. Takes it right to the rim. No good. Leaves it short. John Mather misses the putback. And the rebound pulled out of there by Orozco. Orozco pushes it up the left side. Little hesitation dribble on Hatch, back out on top. Cobian with the ball. Swings it right side to Beltran. Beltran in the high post to McAuliffe. McAuliffe, oh, he finds a cutter baseline. Brian Hatch turned his head, and Orozco cut baseline on him, backdoor cut him, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled. The foul's going to be on number 21. There is no 21 on the floor. So I'm not sure who he called that on. Don't think we have a 21 out there. Oh, is it Brian? Brian's 21. Got a little spotting help from my wife there. Couldn't see Brian's number. I could just see the two. Barber out of the game. And number 10, Tommy Jackson in the game. Junior. 6'3". Good athlete. Played a lot of good cornerback for the football team this year. Moore had the offensive rebound after the missed and gets loose. Hatch gets it. Hatch brings it up the floor. There's a lob inside. Not well executed there, and that one's turned over, intended for Howard. And Orozco has the ball. 5:45 to go here in the game. 65-17 Warriors. Moore draws the foul on Jackson as he spins to the hoop on the cut. Cut from the left right across the key. Got the pass. Did a little one step towards baseline and spun the ball up off the glass through contact on Jackson, so Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Moore has 4 points in the game. And he has five, which makes him the leading scorer for the Raiders, by my count anyway. Squeda back into the game, as is Montanona. Second shot for Moore is on the way and rattles the cage. No good. Jackson had the ball, and he was kind of pushed from behind. The ball was knocked out of bounds by McAuliffe. It's Warrior basketball. Brian Hatch bringing it up. So it's Hatch, Jackson, Mather, and Howard. And we've got a timeout called by the Warriors. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here. And we want to remind you that Uncle Jack's Barbecue is the place to go in Amity if you're looking for a home-style smoked barbecued dinner or lunch. Fantastic sandwiches, great salads, and, of course, ribs, brisket, and some of the best burgers you will ever have anywhere. Uncle Jack's on Highway 99, and don't forget, Janelle will come and cater your special event, birthday party, anniversary, graduation, whatever it is. She does the Education Foundation dinner every year, and all I can tell you is, or Education Foundation, she does the Hall of Fame dinner every year, does a fantastic job, and so don't forget to get down there on Highway 99 right in downtown Amity and go visit Uncle Jack's. It is dat-gum good. All right, Warriors, ball far side of the court from me. Inbound to Hatch. Hatch, right side to Daniel Mather. Back to Hatch. Try to go inside to Jackson. Knocked away. Hatch gets it back. J- Jackson's got to be more physical there in that high post. Now to Howard. Howard rips through, spins back to his left, picks up his dribble, gives it back out to Hatch, fakes the three, ball knocked away. Howard saves it. Howard all elbows and knees out there sometimes. Hatch now spins past his man, takes it all the way in, and misses the up and under lay-in. Escueto with the rebound gets it to Pena. Pena up the right side. Hatch on him. Hatch lets him go. Pena pulls up, misses, and Hatch came from the side trying to block the shot. Got a piece of the wrist, and Pena will go to the line to shoot. 2:54 to go here in the game. Warriors with a comfortable 46-point lead, I guess, 65-19. Game was never really in question from the opening tip. Pena hits the first free throw. That's his first point of the game. They'll have one more. It's up and short. Ball loose, picked up by McAuliffe. Traveled, got away with it. Now we got a jump ball. So Pena hits one out of two, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. As on the alternating possession, Lost River had it to start the fourth quarter. Mather, Mather, Hatch, Jackson, and Howard. John Mather, right side, with the ball, looking for the cutter, not there. Hatch swings it over to Daniel Mather, penetrates to the foul line, picks up his dribble, swings it over to Hatch again. Hatch, left, right wing, spins on his man, drop step back now to John Mather, and we got another timeout taken by Scott Nelson as he says, hey, we got to get this figured out here, and I think this is going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a minute. Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. You can visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, 4:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 65-20. Same five on the floor, the Mather brothers, Brian Hatch, Jason Howard, and Tom Jackson. Pass intended for Jackson as he cut to the top of the key, and pass was not where he expected. It went through his hands and out of bounds. Lost River with the ball. Pena brings it up. Pena working the top of the key. Gets it in the high post. Gets it back now. And traveled as he caught the ball. Took an extra step before he got it on the floor. So 4:10 to go in the game. 65-20. Tom Jackson to inbound here to Hatch. And he'll bring it across center court. Takes it left side to John Mather. John, bounce pass inside, and we've got a whistle. So away from the ball, offensive foul. So turnover after turnover here. That one's going to be on number 23. That is Jason Howard. So Warriors give it right back to the Raiders. Pena brings it up. Looking left, not there. Picks up his dribble. Now he goes right to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the right wing. Howard on him. McAuliffe takes the dribble, gets a screen. Cut off there by John Mather, and then the pass intercepted by Tommy Jackson inside. Nice job by Jackson to read that entry pass. And then Hatch's pass picked off, and then Jackson picks off the pass on the other way. So two steals for Tommy Jackson in a matter of about 10 seconds there. Finds John Mather. John Mather gets hammered. No call. Gets it back out to Dan. Daniel Mather with the ball. Swings it left side to Hatch. 3:26 to go in the fourth. Now down in the corner to Howard. Howard goes baseline. Pulls up. Shot blocked by McAuliffe. Gets it back. Takes a dribble out to Hatch. Hatch fakes baseline, now kicks it back out to Daniel Mather. Mather with the ball, back to Hatch, left wing. He dribbles out near the top of the key, reverses back to the left, down in the corner to Mather. Mather spins off his man to Hatch. Hatch puts up a three, no good. A little long. Howard with the rebound, loses it. Jackson comes down with it. Jackson out to Hatch. Hatch to Daniel Mather. Mather back to Hatch. Hatch looking for a little screen. Now he gets the ball to Jonathan Mather. Tries to go inside to Jackson. Can't handle the pass tipped away from him, and it's going to be Lost River ball. So if the Warriors did nothing else, they ran 45 seconds off the clock, mercifully, because right now, not the best executed offense by the Warriors. Really kind of struggling to run their offense the way that I know that Coach Nelson wants it run. There's a missed three-pointer at the other end for Lost River, rebounded by John Mather. Head to Hatch. Brian Hatch tries to cross over his guy, gets a little stutter step, almost lost the ball out of bounds, gets it back. Jackson now to Hatch. And Brian gets a little quick on that crossover, sometimes Hatch. Bangs in the 18-footer from the left wing. As Brian's fifth point of the game there. Brian has a little stutter step crossover that occasionally he gets the ball kind of hung up in his dribble there. And needs to work on getting more lateral movement in his crossover. Hatch ahead to John Mather. Mather starting to drive baseline. Finds a little opening now. Gets trapped down there. Tries to get it back out to Hatch. Hatch saves it back into Pena. Pena gets bumped by Jackson as they head up the floor. 1:40 to go. 67-20 Warriors. And just to kind of give you an idea a little how sloppy this fourth quarter has been, and the officials have let a lot of stuff go, and they've still called a lot of fouls. 6 minutes and 20 seconds in, it's a 4-4 fourth quarter between these two teams. Pena at the line, barely gets it to the rim. He'll have another one. Beltran into the game, replaces Cobian. Pena's second one is up and bangs around, no good. Now Jason Howard with the rebound. Howard brings it up the left side, gets it to Hatch. Hatch on the left wing, dribbles out to the top of the key. Crossover, spin, doing a little too much dribbling there. Now he gets it over to Howard. Howard fakes, drives in, fouled, no call. There's the rebound put back by Jackson. They have allowed about four pretty obvious fouls go. And then we've got a travel called on Beltran going the other way. Warrior basketball up 69-20, minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like Scott's going to let this five play out the rest of the game. So only a couple people we didn't see in the game today. Jackson gets loose, misses the lay-in. Too easy for Tommy. He'll tell you that one. It's like he was right there. Howard with a block at the other end, and Mather comes out of there with it. Dan pushes it up the left side, a little out of control, and then draws a bump from, looks like, Beltran with the foul, and that'll put, no, that won't. That'll just be Warrior basketball out of bounds. Nice block by Howard. He just smacked that thing out of the air and blocked it in such a way that it was a ball that could be gathered in by Mather. It didn't go out of bounds or anything. So got to be careful about bringing it in on the long guy there. He has got some length. Howard goes baseline, bounce pass to Jackson. Jackson misses the short one. Howard tips it. Mather tips it. Howard still fighting, comes up with it. Howard takes it back to the rim, up and in. Jason Howard. Now he's getting a little more physical in there. That kid just has to play with some tenacity and some aggressiveness, you know, and he can tend to be a little bit of a finesse kid sometimes, but when he learns how to be physical in there, he's going to be tough to deal with. There's a missed shot through the hands of John Mather, and then we're going to have a foul, and that's an example right there. Both Jason Howard and Tommy Jackson could have blocked that shot as Pena tried to take it underneath them, and it wasn't Pena, I guess. It's somebody else, but they both tried to just demolish the shot rather than just get a hand on it, and led to sending number 42, Rulius to the line. He hits his first one, and Rulius misses the second one. We've got a push in the back somebody into the lane too quick. I don't know. We'll see what the call is. Oh, they're going to give him another shot. Rulius will get to shoot that one again. So it was one of the Warriors that was into the lane too quick. 24.7 seconds to go, 71-21 Warriors. Second one, he misses this one also. And Jackson comes up with a loose ball. A little hook pass that people like to throw is a dangerous pass. He threw that one to Hatch. And the Warriors will just dribble out the clock with 14 seconds to go, I think. Oh, there's a steal. Pena picks Hatch's pocket, takes it in. Nice fake up and under, and Pena scores. And Brian will be hearing about that one, I'm sure, from some of his friends. Got his pocket picked and then got schooled on the up and under. All right, that's the end of the game. Final score, Amity 71 and Lost River 23. Leading scorer tonight, Devin McShane with 21. Dylan Stearns had 17. Let me see who else here. I'll just read through them, not necessarily in the right order. Derek Stearns with 2. Brandon Wilson with 7. Tommy Jackson with a pair. Sam White, 5. Dylan Barber, 2. Brian Hatch with 5. Jason Howard, 4. Clint Hatch, 2. And Kodiak Yeager had, I'm going to go with 6. I think that's right. So none of that's official, of course, but gives you a pretty good idea about how the scoring was spread out tonight. Final score, Amity 71, Lost River 23. So tomorrow we have the girls. We'll get it right here. Got to find So girls will be playing at noon tomorrow. We'll come on the air about 10 minutes before that, 11:50 right here, same place. And the boys will play at 5:15. We'll come on the air about 5 o'clock, maybe a little bit after. So have a great night. Thanks for tuning in to Warrior Basketball. And girls, of course, lost theirs 41-39 on a last-second shot by a Lost River player. And the Warrior boys come out with an easy 48-point victory here against Lost River boys. So not sure who they're playing. That'll be decided in the next games. But tune back in tomorrow. Girls at about tip-off time at noon. Boys at 5:15. I'll get the time right again here if I look. 5:15. And we look forward to having you join us again. So thanks for joining us. Have a great evening, and go Warriors.